Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, and as always, we look up to you and give you all praise and glory and honor, for all things are in your hands. We know that, Lord. Sometimes we want to do things for you or with you or whatever it is that sometimes we want to push things along, but we know timing is all in your hands, and so we just thank you for being our God. Thank you for sending us your Son. Thank you for, after your Son went to the cross and died and went back to sit at your right hand at the throne of heaven, we know he sent the Holy Spirit for us. And so when we have that faith and trust in Jesus, we know that the Holy Spirit lives in us. And so we thank you for that presence of the Holy Spirit. And I thank you particularly as I attempt to teach through your word. I know I couldn't do it without the help of the Holy Spirit. So I thank you for being able to do this and you calling me to do it. So, but I pray for this day. I pray for everything about this day. I thank you for the rain. I thank you for the weather and protecting us from some of the storms around. We pray for the people in Texas that such a tragedy down there with the flooding and everything else, and young kids were lost. And so we know there's tragedies around us all the time, but we just pray for their continuing safety. But we thank you now, Lord, for this time that we can be in your word. I thank you for the guidance of the Holy Spirit to help me to dig into this a little deeper and then be able to share it in a way that hopefully will be understandable. So thank you, Lord, for this day and everything this represents and this place that we can come into. We thank you ahead of time for our worship service as well and our fellowship meal afterwards. So we thank you for everything that you have prepared us for this day, and we just ask for a blessing on this time and that may the Holy Spirit guide us to greater understanding in your word. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Psalm 139. Actually, we concluded last week with Psalm 138, and that was the Psalm of David as well. And so now we have several psalms here, are all psalms of David, from 139 through 145. And so these are the ones we'll be concentrating on mostly today. And as the time permits, we'll be able to go on and try to finish it in 146 to 150, which are unknown writers of those psalms, but they're every bit as important. And so I'm going to try, as I've been doing with the psalms, is kind of give you an overview of each psalm as I approach it, and then kind of the snapshot view of it, and then as most of them we will probably read through the totality of it, because every word in these psalms can be rich and important for us. So that's what we'll do. So let me start with Psalm 139, David's psalm. I kind of took the first 12 verses and just summarized them by, "O Lord, you have searched me and you know me." And that was the relationship that David had with the Lord. And he's acknowledging that and praising the Lord for it. Then in 13 to 22, "For you created," recognizing God is the creator for him and all of us. "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb." And then the last two verses, 23 to 24, he's asking for God to search him. And he writes, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts." I think we all probably experience anxious thoughts, maybe on a fairly regular basis. with the times the way they are and things that may be happening in our lives. See if there are any offensive way in me. In other words, asking God to reveal to us the things that may be offensive to him, and lead me in the way everlasting. And so that's kind of the three chunks of this psalm. But I think it's important to read the totality of it. I'll read through it fairly quickly, and we can comment if there's anything that pops out. So it reads, O Lord, that's Yahweh, you have searched me and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. That's something to reflect upon for ourselves. God always knows what we're doing. And so it's an important to reflect, just on that. You know when I sit and when I rise, you perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely, O Lord. You hem me in, behind and before. You have laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are up there. You are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day. The darkness is as light to you. For you created, this is a wonderful account. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you. If only you would slay the wicked, O God, away from me, you bloodthirsty men. They speak of you with evil intent. Your adversaries misuse your name. Do I not hate those who hate you, O Lord Yahweh, and abhor those who rise up against you? I have nothing but hatred for them. I count them my enemies. And then these last two lines, search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. So it's a powerful reflection upon the relationship that David had with the Lord, and each one of us can have, and particularly through what Jesus has done for us when we put our trust and faith in him. So anyway,
I always wondered why verses 19 through 22 are in that psalm, because they don't seem to go along with this.
Well, yeah, it's kind of a more negative thing. If only you would slay the wicked, but he was fighting the enemy, fighting the enemy, probably at this time leading the army, and so he knows that his protection comes from the Lord. So and so he asked for his help over the enemy. So speak of you with evil intent. So those, I mean, I sometimes catch myself when I see a lot of what's going on in the world right now, you know, the things that just are ungodly as can be. And you say, why does God put up with that? Why doesn't God just strike them down? Now, I'm not praying for that. I'm not, you know, saying that we need to prompt God to, you know, take care of them. But yes, you can't help but think of the difference between good and evil in the world and everything about it. So, yeah, it does seem kind of out of place with the rest of things. But mm-hmm. Yeah. So, okay, 140 as we move on. 13 verses, again, David. And I have four divisions. The first three verses, and this again, I remind you, ends verse with Selah. So we've dealt with the term Selah before. So 1-3, rescue me, O Lord Yahweh, Selah. And then 4-5, keep me, O Lord, Selah. And then verses 6-8, hear, O Lord, my cry for mercy, Selah. So that deeper reflection, you know, just repeating those words and calling upon the Lord's name and then putting it in his hands and in his trust. And then verses 9-13, surely the righteous will praise your name. So let's read it in total. Verses 1-13, rescue me, O Lord, Yahweh, from evil men. Protect me from men of violence. So here again, that would continue that thought. He's facing those difficult situations. Who devise evil plans in their hearts and stir up war every day. They make their tongues as sharp as a serpent's. The poison of vipers is on their lips, Selah. Keep me, O Lord, from the hands of the wicked. Protect me from the men of violence who plan to trip my feet. Proud men have hidden a snare for me. They have spread out the cords of their nets and set traps for me along my path. Selah. O Lord, I say to you, you are my God. Hear, O Lord, my cry for mercy. O sovereign Lord, my strong deliverer, who shields my head in the day of battle. Do not grant the wicked their desires, O Lord. Do not let their plans succeed, or they will become proud, Selah. Let the heads of those who surround me be covered with the trouble their lips have caused. Let burning coals fall upon them. May they be thrown into the fire, into miry pits, never to rise. Let slanders not be established in the land. May disaster hunt down men of violence. I know that the Lord, Yahweh, secures justice for the poor and upholds the cause of the needy. Surely the righteous will praise your name and the upright will live before you. So again, there's that dichotomy between praying against the enemy, there is known enemy, and praising God for his protection. So, all right, 141, 10 verses, again, David's psalm. First three verses, O Lord, I will call to you, come quickly to me. So in those times of really great distress, called upon the name of the Lord and asked for his protection. Verses 4-7, let not my heart be drawn to what is evil. Just keep me away from evil. And verses 8-10, let the wicked fall into their own nets while I pass by in safety. Give him a free rein to move in the battle. So, Psalm 141. O Lord, I call to you, come quickly to me, hear my voice when I call to you. May my prayer be set before you like incense. May the lifting up of my hands be like the evening sacrifice. Set a guard over my mouth, O Lord. Keep watch over the door of my lips. Let not my heart be drawn to what is evil, to take part in wicked deeds with men who are evildoers. Let me not eat of their delicacies. Let a righteous man strike me. It is a kindness. Let him rebuke me. It is oil on my head. My head will not refuse it. Yet my prayer is ever against the deeds of evildoers. Their rulers will be thrown down from the cliffs, and the wicked will learn that my words were well spoken. They will say, as one plows and breaks up the earth, so our bones have been scattered at the mouth of the grave. But my eyes are fixed on you, O Sovereign Lord. In you I take refuge. Do not give me over to death. Keep me from the snares they have laid for me, from the traps set by evildoers. Let the wicked fall into their own nets while I pass by in safety. And so he's still in the middle of the battles, and so he's asking for the Lord's protection. Psalm 142 is just seven verses. I just concluded it all with, I will cry aloud to the Lord, set me free from my prison, that I may praise your name. And the specifics of it is, I cry aloud to the Lord, I lift up my voice to the Lord for mercy. I pour out my complaint before him. Before him I tell my trouble. When my spirit grows faint within me, it is you who know my way. In the path where I walk, men have hidden a snare for me. Look to my right and see. No one is concerned for me. I have no refuge. No one cares for my life. I cry to you, O Lord. I say, you are my refuge, my portion in the land of the living. Listen to my cry, for I am in desperate need. Rescue me from those who pursue me, for they are too strong for me. Set me free from my prison, that I may praise your name. Then the righteous will gather about me because of your goodness to me. So again, he's praying to the Lord for protection in the middle of the battle. So Psalm 143 is 12 verses. I broke it into two sections evenly. First six, I spread out my hands to you. My soul thirsts for you like a parched land. And then that finishes with Selah. And then verses 7 to 12, teach me to do your will. For you are my God. May your good spirit lead me on level ground. So the totality of that psalm, O Lord, hear my prayer. Listen to my cry for mercy. In your faithfulness and righteousness, come to my relief. Do not bring your servants into judgment, for no one living is righteous before you. The enemy pursues me. He crushes me to the ground. He makes me dwell in darkness like those long dead. So my spirit grows faint within me. My heart within me is dismayed. I remember the days of long ago. I meditate on all your works and consider what your hands have done. I spread out my hands to you. My soul thirsts for you like a parched land. Selah. Answer me quickly, O Lord. My spirit fails. Do not hide your face from me, or I will be like those who go down to the pit. Let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love, for I have put my trust in you. Show me the way I should go, for to you I lift up my soul. Rescue me from my enemies, O Lord Yahweh, for I hide myself in you. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. May your good spirit lead me on level ground. For your name's sake, O Lord, preserve my life. In your righteousness, bring me out of trouble. In your unfailing love, silence my enemies. Destroy all my foes, for I am your servant. And then we have two more Psalms of David, 144 and 145. Well, 144 is 15 verses. I kind of split it into three parts. Verses 1 and 2, praise be to the Lord, my rock, my fortress, my stronghold, my deliverer, my shield, all his protection. Verse 3, O Lord, what is man that you care for him, the son of man that you think of him. And then verses 4 to 15, the rest of it, part your heavens, O Lord, and come down. Don't we sometimes kind of say that in our own prayers with Jesus? Come, Lord Jesus. And sometimes when the times are tough and difficult and so forth, when are you returning, Lord? So that's kind of the thought there. Let's see. 144, the 15 verses. Praise be to the Lord my rock, who trains my hands for war, my fingers for battle. He is my loving God and my fortress, my stronghold and my deliverer, my shield in whom I take refuge, who subdues peoples under me. O Lord, what is man that you care for him, the son of man that you think of him? Man is like a breath, his days are like a fleeting shadow. Part your heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains so that they smoke. Send forth lightning and scatter the enemies. Shoot your arrows and rout them. Reach down your hand from on high. Deliver me and rescue me from the mighty waters, from the hands of foreigners whose mouths are full of lies, whose right hands are deceitful. I will sing a new song to you, O God, on the 10-string lyre. I will make music to you, to the one, capital O, who gives victory to kings, who delivers his servant David from the deadly sword. Deliver me and rescue me from the hands of foreigners whose mouths are full of lies, whose right hands are deceitful. Then our sons in their youth will be like well-nurtured plants, and our daughters will be like pillars carved to adorn a palace. Our barns will be filled with every kind of provision. Our sheep will increase by thousands, by tens of thousands in our fields. Our oxen will draw heavy loads. There will be no breaching of walls, no going into captivity, no cry of distress in our streets. Blessed are the people of whom this is true. Blessed are the people whose God is the Lord, Yahweh. And then the last of David's Psalms in 145, and it's a longer one, 21 verses. So I kind of just summarized it with one phrase, and we'll read it here in a minute, a psalm of praise. And so let's follow this psalm of praise, which is the final words we have recorded of David in the Psalms. So, I will exalt you, my God the King. I will praise your name forever and ever. Every day I will praise you and extol your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord Yahweh and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. One generation will commend your works to another. They will tell of your mighty acts. They will speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty. And I will meditate on your wonderful works. They will tell of the power of your awesome works. And I will proclaim your great deeds. They will celebrate your abundant goodness and joyfully sing of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and rich in love. The Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all he has made. All you have made will praise you, O Lord. Your saints will extol you. They will tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all men may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures through all generations. The Lord is faithful to all his promises and loving toward all he has made. The Lord upholds all those who fall and lifts up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food at the proper time. You open your hand and satisfy the desires of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and loving toward all he has made. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. He fulfills the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cry and saves them. The Lord watches over all who love him. All the wicked he will destroy. My mouth will speak in praise of the Lord. Let every creature praise his holy name forever and ever. And those are the final words of David in the Psalms. And so we're, I think we have time to finish the rest of them, which are the unknown Psalms by unknown writers. Psalm 146 is 10 verses, and I summarized it with, "Praise the Lord, the Lord reigns forever, your God, O Zion, for all generations, praise the Lord." And so let me read it, the 10 verses. "Praise the Lord," starts with, and then, "Praise the Lord, again, O my soul. I will praise the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. Do not put your trust in princes, in mortal men who cannot save. When their spirit departs, they return to the ground. On that very day, their plans come to nothing. Blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord Yahweh his God, the maker of heaven and earth, the sea and everything in them. The Lord who remains faithful, how long? Forever. He upholds the cause of the oppressed and gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets prisoners free. The Lord gives sight to the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the alien and sustains the fatherless and the widow, but he frustrates the ways of the wicked. The Lord reigns forever. Your God, O Zion, for all generations, praise the Lord." And then Psalm 147, I summarized it this way, and we'll read it and see what you think. 20 verses. "Praise the Lord. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers the exiles of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. The Lord delights in those who fear him, who put their hope in his unfailing love. He has revealed his word to Jacob, his laws and decrees to Israel. He has done this for no other nation. Praise the Lord." So let me read it in its totality. "Praise the Lord. How good it is to sing praises to our God. How pleasant and fitting to praise him. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers the exiles of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He determines the number of stars and calls them each by name. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding has no limit. The Lord sustains the humble, but casts the wicked to the ground. Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Make music to our God on the harp. He covers the sky with clouds. He supplies the earth with rain and makes grass grow on the hills. He provides food for the cattle and for the young ravens when they call. His pleasure is not in the strength of the horse, nor his delight in the legs of a man. The Lord delights in those who fear him, who put their hope in his unfailing love. Extol the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion, for he strengthens the bars of your gates and blesses your people within you. He grants peace to your borders and satisfies you with the finest of wheat. He sends his command to the earth. His word runs swiftly. He spreads the snow like wool and scatters the frost like ashes. He hurls down his hail like pebbles. Who can withstand his icy blast? He sends his word and melts them. He stirs up his breezes and the waters flow. He has revealed his word to Jacob, his laws and decrees to Israel. He has done this for no other nation. They do not know his laws. Praise the Lord. And then 148, 14 verses, I summarized it this way. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His splendor is above the earth and heavens. He has raised up for his people a horn, the praise of all his saints of Israel, the people close to his heart. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights above. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his heavenly hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you shining stars. Praise him, you highest heavens and you waters above the skies. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. He set them in place forever and ever. He gave a decree that will never pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures and all ocean depths, lightning and hail, snow and clouds, stormy winds that do his bidding, you mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild animals and all cattle, small creatures and flying birds, kings of the earth and all nations, you princes and all rulers on earth, young men and maidens, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His splendor is above the earth and heavens. He has raised up for his people a horn, the praise of all his saints, of Israel, the people close to his heart. Praise the Lord. And we have two more short ones that we'll wrap up with a reading of these. Psalm 149, I summarized with praise the Lord. Let Israel rejoice in their maker. Let the people of Zion be glad in their king. For the Lord takes delight in his people. He crowns the humble with salvation. In the specific words, praise the Lord, sing to the Lord a new song, his praise in the assembly of the saints. Let Israel rejoice in their maker. Let the people of Zion be glad in their king. Let them praise his name with dancing and make music to him with tambourine and harp. For the Lord takes delight in his people. He crowns the humble with salvation. Let the saints rejoice in his honor and sing for joy on their beds. May the praise of God be their mouths and a double-edged sword in their hands to inflict vengeance on the nations and punishment on the peoples, to bind their kings with fetters, their nobles with shackles of iron, to carry out the sentence written against them. This is the glory of all his saints. Praise the Lord. And then Psalm 150, the conclusion to the Psalms. Six verses, I just summarized them. Praise the Lord, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Let me read it in detail and then we'll conclude this morning. Praise the Lord, praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his acts of power. Praise him for his surpassing greatness. Praise him with the sounding of the trumpet. Praise him with the harp and the lyre. Praise him with the tambourine and dancing. Praise him with the strings and flute. Praise him with the clash of cymbals. Praise him with resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord, Yahweh. Praise the Lord. And that's the conclusion to the Psalms. And all I have left to do is Psalm 119. Pray for me this week so I can finish it and hand you out something you can take with you. And I think it'd be, it's an interesting study. Karen knows how I've been challenged with this, and and she's helped me along. But it's, and you know, it's kind of interesting. You know, I've done the first three characters, which are the olive, and the olive means basically the ox. The oxen, in old ways that it was written, it was to be an ox with the horns and so forth, pulling the cart and so forth. So the first, so it's the first, also means first, and so. So that's the first section, the first eight verses. Then the second eight verses is the bait, and that's a picture of the house, God's house, if you will, or a house. But it also means to enter, to go in, to be in. And so you'll see some of the phrases that will be used in Psalm 119 will express that sense of going in. And then the third one is the gimel. And the gimel, let me just grab it here, is kind of a sense of reproach and scorn, testimonies, those eight verses that record the gimel all have a reference to the G letter, or this character in Hebrew. So anyway, we'll get into that next week, and hopefully I'll have the whole thing ready for you, and you can have a handout, and you can study it to your delight. and challenge each other with how did this happen? How did this happen? You know, we know that all of God's word is inspired, so God is behind it all anyway. So we know that God knows Hebrew. God knows all the languages, but how did his people able to write something that has that kind of detail going by the Hebrew alphabet? So anyway, I hope you'll enjoy that as we get into it. I'm kind of anticipating that it may take a couple weeks to go through it, maybe more, depending on how interested you are and if you have any questions. But anyway, so we'll conclude. I know some of you need to pray and prepare ourselves for a time of celebration and worship. So let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time of study. We thank you for all your word. We thank you for your word that you have shared with us this day in the book of Psalms. And I just ask for your continued guidance by your Holy Spirit to help me finish the teaching on Psalm 119 for next week and beyond. So I thank you for the blessing that it was to me when I discovered the detail in that Psalm 119. So thank you for this time we've had, and thank you for this day. And we just pray as we go into our time of worship that you will bless it, you will bless the people that come into this place, that you will give them a sense of meaning and purpose for why they've come and why they're here and what they are experiencing. I thank you for the music that's been selected by Charmaine, and I just pray that music can uplift us. I pray for the reading that Raymond has selected in Jeremiah, and I just pray that his message, a today message, will be one that will be meaningful to all of us who hear. So we thank you ahead of time, and then we thank you for our fellowship meal afterwards. We ask that you bless the food and those who have prepared it, and we just thank you for the time we have together to share in that fellowship meal. I thank you, Lord, for all that you do and all that you continue to empower us to do in your name. So I thank you ahead of time for this day. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.